It is Amp Radio. Good morning. I'm Booker with Chelsea and Crystal B on this day.
It's Friday. That's exciting, you guys. TJM.
No, it's not.
It is.
Well, we have tomorrow off, so that's exciting.
We can sleep in.
Yeah.
You know.
That's about
it's
it.
Good.
We'll wake up at the exact same time. You know we will.
Yep.
This is just a ritual. But yes, we were talking about this yesterday on our show that there is no such thing as Mon, Tues, Wins, Thur, Fry, Set. They're just all day.
Yep. Just a week.
It's another day. They're mm-hmm. running together.
A long yeah. day.
Technically, it is the weekend. We'll call it Friday. Why not? Let's do that.
I'm excited.
Let's do some trending. Crystal B, what's coming up next?
Oh my gosh, you guys are going to love this because a girl was so bored in quarantine, she called all of her exes, and I will let you know what happened.
All right. Hold on. That is next on Amp Radio. Yeah. Booker with Chelsea and Crystal B, who does the trending. Let us have it.
All right, so we're all getting bored in quarantine. We're trying to find ways to keep us busy. But would you get so bored that you would call all of your exes to find out what went wrong in your relationship, Booker?
Mm-mm.
Never.
Yeah, this girl did just that. She called all three of her exes to find out what went wrong. One guy said it was just the wrong timing. One guy told her she's not ungrateful, she's just heartless. And the other guy told her she could improve on her confidence, be more passionate, and be more affectionate.
I like the guy that had a punch list. He's like, well, you were this,
yeah.
you were this. Oh, I don't want to forget this.
And she also noted that he's a lawyer, so that she knew she was going to call him last because he was going to come with everything that she did wrong.
Yeah.
So epic. Not so epic is that yesterday was supposed to be opening day, but because of coronavirus, obviously it has been postponed. But MLB dropped this message yesterday, narrated by Mike Trout from the Angels, and it was all the feels.
Every year on opening day, we come together to be part of a community. Opening day may be postponed, but unity, hope, and community don't have to be. This is a team game. Even though we are apart, we can come together.
Watching it honestly just got me so, like, so much more sad. I was already sad we weren't getting opening day, and then I watched it and I'm like, oh my god, this is heartbreaking.
But think about how much you're gonna appreciate it when it does come.
Which the MLB commissioner said, hoping would be May. So let's keep our fingers crossed. All right, there is now a list of the states that have been drinking the most in quarantine. Do we think California made that list?
Hell yeah.
I think so, because I've been drinking every day since quarantine.
If you rounded up our three tabs
yes,
so far,
yeah.
I'm gonna say we're number one. Why not?
Sure.
Let's go with one.
Texas is number one. We got a close number two. So we got okay. some work to do, you guys. We're right there.
Tonight is the night.
Yes, come on. All right, so a few weeks ago, we were talking about divorce rates in China, how they had been going up, and now the divorce rates are also up in the UK. So the UK is now reporting that divorce rates have increased by 154%.
Wow.
So the UK said this is a mixture of couples just fed up with each other, which we are saying yes, definitely, and also the financial uncertainty. If one of the spouses gets laid off or fired and the other doesn't, it's like, you can't hang with me anymore.
Mm.
And trending in LA, the Navy hospital ship USNS Mercy is arriving today right here at the port of LA to help with busy hospitals. That's great news for us Angelenos. Not that it's needed yet, but in the case that we do fill up all the hospitals, we know that we have the ship for us. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Yeah. Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. Oh, Chelsea, tell us what's up in entertainment.
Oh, Booker, I got you. Has your ex ever popped back up in your life at the worst time?
Always.
Always.
Okay, well, this happened to Hailee Steinfeld while doing an Instagram Live. Right when she started talking, Niall Horan, her ex's music, started blaring in the background.
I am doing something very exciting right now.
The look on her face is literally priceless. She, like, starts laughing, turns her head away, and, like, asks her mom to turn it off. It's so good.
Damn, hater.
I know. All right, someone who is not social distancing, Bachelor pilot Pete. So he's apparently moved on. He's been spotted getting handsy with Kelly Flanagan, who came in fifth place in the season. We've said it before, we'll say it again. He's The Horniest Bachelor. Meghan Markle is officially back in the Hollywood game, making her Disney debut, and we finally know what the movie is all about.
Elephant, narrated by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, follows one family's extraordinary 1,000-mile journey across Africa on an adventure that will change their lives.
So Elephant comes out April 3rd on Disney Plus.
Aw, yay.
Actress Evangeline Lilly is now apologizing for her comments on social distancing. She originally said her and her family would not be participating because COVID-19 was nothing more than a respiratory flu. Now she's saying her remarks were dismissive, arrogant, and cryptic. So she is going back on it all. And just like Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande is Venmoing random fans money who need help paying bills during this whole pandemic. She's doing it on the down low, which I appreciate. She's not reposting it or tweeting about it, but fans are sharing their Venmo receipts, which show she's sending anywhere between $500 and $1,500. So go, Ari.
I'm going to send her my gas bill.
I know, right?
Oh, you're fine.
Thank you, Chelsea. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Booker with Chelsea and Crystal B on Amp Radio. Is it too early for popcorn? Because I feel like I'm going to need a batch to hear about this.
Okay, you have your popcorn. I'll sip my tea because I know Chelsea is serving it. Chelsea, okay. Get it. Yeah.
Here's the deal. So Chelsea had a date last night. Online.
Well, it wasn't online. That feel like that sounds like weirdly sexual. It was a FaceTime date. So that was, it was the first time meeting this guy, and it was a mutual friend that introduced us. So this was literally like a blind FaceTime date.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it at my vanity, which tip is great because you can put your light on. So you have great like glowing light.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, he was really cool, smart, went to UCLA, comes from a good family.
Oh, I don't care about all that.
I want to know about all that.
I want to know what you talked about. What was this opening conversation?
This is what's funny about it with like the whole FaceTime thing. You don't like if there's going to be awkwardness between you guys, like there's no room for that, right? So our conversation was flowing and it was like topic to topic and question, and I appreciated it. He was someone who's like asking me questions. We were talking about, like, we got deep. We talked about, you know, obviously like our families and our past dating history, and like I feel like I got to know him really well in a short amount of time, even though the date actually ended up being 4 hours long.
Oh my God.
Jeez, Chelsea.
Was there anything that you woke up and said, or maybe I shouldn't have shared this?
So there's one thing that, and I haven't heard from him yet, so I'm curious.
Oh no.
One thing I did that I thought was could have been weird. We weren't eating, we were just drinking, and I got really hungry. And so I was like, I like walked to the kitchen, but I'm like talking to him and he's like, oh, where are you going? And I was like, oh, I'm thinking about making some food.
Where are you going?
And he's like, oh, what do you, I was like, yeah, I might make like a pizza right now. And he's like, okay. And so I made a pizza. He's like, I want to see it. I wish I could have some pizza. I'm like, sorry. And in the moment it didn't seem awkward, but now I'm looking back, I'm like, that was kind of weird, Chelsea. You could have waited till after the date. It's kind of weird.
Was there any sort of sexiness to this?
Oh my gosh,
no,
Booker.
It's a first date, Booker.
The way you just gestured that, though, is disgusting. Gross.
What do you think I did? Like, showed a little...
Free the tatas.
Okay, so you would recommend the not online dating.
It's online dating.
FaceTime. That sounds sexual.
Oh my God. It's online dating.
You would recommend it for a first date. You think it's a great idea?
I think it's great. I think also, like, there's no distraction of the environment. You're literally so present. You can't be on your phone because you're talking on your phone. So you're learning so much about each other. I think it's great.
Except the pizza, because that distracted you.
That was the one. I got hungry. Whatever. I don't know. We'll see if I hear from you.
FaceTime dating. It's a thing.
It's the thing in quarantine. It's fun. Try it. Thanks, everyone.
Amp. Book with Chelsea and Crystal B here on Amp. Good morning to you. Let's feel a little good. Why not?
Yeah. Hey,
okay.
So there is a dental group in Montana. I don't know how many dentists there are in Montana. There's like 9 people there, I think. But last year, there is one person that does all of the orders for the entire dental group of Montana. That's the person that's in charge of ordering all of the things that all of the dentists are going to need. So this person accidentally, instead of ordering 100,000 masks, ordered 1 million masks.
Oh, wow. That's a big difference.
At the time, this person was chastised. Come on, how did you do that? The person's like, oh my God, I know. I put one extra zero in. They said, whatever, eventually we'll use them all. And they stuck them in a warehouse. Fast forward to today. where there's a shortage of these masks. So this one person stood up and said, hey, remember who the dummy was that ordered the extras? They got them, and they're donating them to hospitals all across the country now.
Yay.
Because of a clerical error. So the next time you fumble and you do something that you think is boneheaded, you never know.
Best comeback story ever.
There's a little feel-good for today.
Thanks, everyone.
This is AMP. I'm Booker with Chelsea and Crystal B. And believe it or not, birthdays are still happening with the celebrities. Today, she's going to get Channum all over her Tatum.
What? Wait, where are you going with this?
Okay.
Jessie J is 31 today.
Oh, yeah, good for her.
I love her humps, her bumps, her lady bumps, humps. Fergie is 44 today. Happy birthday, Fergie.
Why is it always sexual with you?
You know, it's Booker.
Always.
I don't know what you're talking about. YouTuber Lily April Rose, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday to her. And for the musical part of the birthday segment, I give you Mariah is 49 today.
Vibe.
You're celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, everyone.
Amp. Book Chels, Crystal B on Amp Radio. Let's trend. What's up, Crystal B?
All right, let's talk about how quarantine is definitely easier for rich people. And TikTok is so lit with videos of users calling out rich people during quarantine.
Currently, we are at my mansion in Calabasas. It's only 20,000 square feet, and we are really roughing it out here. The bowling alley broke on Sunday. The ice skating rink has melted. We can't get anyone out here to fix it because everyone is on a shelter in place order, which is ridiculous, but needed, I guess. I just want to tell everyone to hang on to hope because we are all suffering out here.
It's literally so true though. Like, we're in our tiny little homes trying to make it work, and everyone's just trying to tell us it's okay, we're in this together. Like, no, you have three pools. It's very different.
Did you see that Kim Kardashian posted, like, I need ideas for keeping my kids entertained? And I'm like, you literally live in a freaking amusement park.
She has a theater, three playrooms. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What will she ever figure out to do?
I know.
And being quarantined is also ruining a lot of birthdays, like Jason from right here in LA, who turned 30 while in quarantine. So his fiance didn't want his birthday to pass without some excitement. She surprised him, walked him out to their hallway apartment building where you can see other residents singing happy birthday from their windows.
Happy birthday!
Oh, what the?
Happy birthday!
Literally the best fiance right there. All right, so social distancing is working, and now there is a list of which states are doing the best and which states are doing the worst. So do we think California made either of those lists?
We're the best.
We're the worst, because you said, I could tell by the tone in your voice.
Well, Washington, D.C. came in at number one for the best, and the worst state, Wyoming. Cali did not make either of the lists, so we're somewhere in the middle, which I'll take.
Fine.
All right, so Miller Lite is one of the latest to make a big donation. They started with $1 million to unemployed bartenders. They posted, taps are off, but tips are needed, and they're taking donations for anyone that wants to donate.
Nice.
And trending in LA, I don't know if you guys heard, but this made me so happy. The real ID deadline, which we all have to get, has been pushed for a full year until October 2021.
Don't put me in that pile with everybody that hasn't done it. I am the most anal person. I got it on the first day that you were allowed to get it. Yes, I did.
I didn't even know about it, so there you go.
The best. All right.
Oh, I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Thanks, everyone.
Amp. Booker Chelsea with Crystal B on Amp Radio. Chelsea, I know you have entertainment for us. Let's have it.
I do. So Mason Dizek's Instagram account didn't last very long. A couple days ago, the son of Kourtney Kardashian went on Instagram Live and spilled some family tea.
Kylie and Travis are not back together.
So what did Kourtney do about it? Of course, she made him delete it.
He started an Instagram like yesterday and didn't ask us. And so I did delete it because Scott and I just felt like he isn't he's 10.
I definitely bet that Kylie gave her a call on that one.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So who knew Miley Cyrus was such a big fan of Hillary Duff, a.k.a. Lizzie McGuire? Miley had Hillary on her Instagram live show and totally fangirled over her and told her, and I didn't know this, she said that Hillary's the reason she auditioned for Hannah Montana because she wanted to be like her.
I came to your concert when I was 11. I wore a plaid skirt and Uggs to the show because you wore a plaid skirt and Uggs. I was obsessed with your t-shirt and it was bedazzled and it said Nashville. And I immediately went and bought a bedazzler and I stayed up all night drilling everything that I own. And then I flew to LA like almost immediately so I could audition for Disney. And I ended up getting the role, but the only reason I wanted it was so I could do whatever you did.
Moving on, so comedian Kathy Griffin has been hospitalized for having unbearably painful coronavirus symptoms. She shared a photo of herself at the hospital wearing a surgical mask and said she was being denied a test. So she doesn't even know if she has it. I feel like it's only a matter of time before we're going to find out that she has it. But she said it was hard to get a test for her. So, and if you are upset about Coachella being canceled, I want to say this is going to make you feel better, but it probably won't. James Corden is hosting his own festival called Home Fest, where he'll be streaming artists from around the world. Billie Eilish and Phineas will join virtually from Los Angeles, as will John Legend, Dua Lipa from London, Andrea Bocelli from Italy, and BTS from South Korea. So,
nice.
Kind of a festival, kind of not, but he's trying.
Mm.
And has your ex ever popped up in your life at the worst time, you guys?
Always.
So this happened to Hailee Steinfeld while doing an Instagram live to talk about her new music. And right when she started talking, Niall Horan, her ex's music, started blaring in the background.
I am doing something very exciting right now.
Awkward.
So awkward. And the crazy thing was, the song that was playing is a song, it's called Black and White, and it's the one that's rumored to be about her.
Was that staged? I kind of feel like that's too much of a coincidence.
The look on her face is pretty embarrassed. She like starts laughing and turns around and tells her mom.
She acts.
She's good at it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not wrong. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Yeah. Book with Chelsea and Crystal B on Amp Radio. I smell a fight and here it comes. I'm about to say one thing.
Oh,
and I'm just going to let you two have it. Horoscopes are stupid.
They're the way of the world.
No. Gosh. I'll give you your horoscope. Your ass is going to sit in your house for the next month. Is that Taurus or is that Pisces? I'm sorry. Is that Leo? It's everybody. Everybody is getting the same horoscope now.
No, that's not
proving
true.
Proving my point, it's all ridiculous.
It proves your point that you know nothing about horoscopes, because the universe is still spinning and there's still emotions and there's still things happening that are good and bad to us no matter what, even if we are at home.
First of all, the universe isn't spinning. The universe is standing still. We're spinning around a star, number one. So calm down, number one. The universe isn't doing anything. You guys are just making this stuff up. You'll both be home tomorrow. There's your forecast, okay?
I don't know anything about horoscopes. I only listen when it tells me good things, and I'm like, yes, I'll believe it now.
There's no such thing as horoscopes in this mess.
Do you want to know your horoscope this month? I have it up.
Hold on. I have it too. Hold on. It says, you're going to be stuck in this room for the next month, dummy. That's what it says right here in my horoscope.
Do you know what it says?
All right, fine.
For you,
What's it say?
So go with confidence or fake confidence, Booker. Humility may be prerequisite for success, but if you lead with it, no one will follow you. That's literally what it says.
You got me, horoscope. I rest my case. Book Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. We were talking about how California is doing the most drinking during lockdown right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking, do you think this drinking that we're doing, which, let's be honest, we're all doing a lot. There hasn't been a day I haven't had at least a drink.
Same.
Do you think this is a phase, like we're in phase one of being cooped up, and maybe phase two is exercise and fitness? Is there a possibility that we're going to wake up here in a couple of days and say, look, this isn't Cancun. We're not on vacation here. We're not at Cabo at a Senior Frogs or wherever the hell you hang out there.
Or Papa's and Beer.
We're not there. Do you think we're going to enter a phase where we're going to clean this up, Chels?
I think for sure, because, and I know for me, it's going to be in literally 2 weeks when I know that I've gained 15 pounds.
Crystal B?
No, I think the drinking is going to continue. Yeah. But see, I've been working out every day, but I've also been drinking just so I don't get to that point. But it's just so easy being home all day. And it's like, I've been in the same clothes. I've been walking around doing the same thing. I want a drink. A drink will change it up. And I feel like that's, we're not going to get rid of that.
I'm begging for a phase too, because I've about had it. I think my liver's really? Like, yeah, knocking on my pancreas or something. And like, hey, dude, like, what are we doing here? You know, I hope so. Booker Chelsea with Crystal B on Amp Radio. Kristen Lamone is next. I spoke with Kristen yesterday.
How is she?
She's good. She is definitely cooped up. Her boyfriend is going to kill her soon. I'm feeling for him because she's a lot. She's been drinking a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. She has stacks. And I'm talking, she must have went to whatever market.
Ooh.
When I tell you that there are at least 500 tortillas, but they are stacked up behind her, I'm like, did you loot a store?
So she's the hoarder.
Yeah, she's the hoarder. That's why when you go to any grocery store, you can't find tortillas. She's got all of them in Los Angeles. It is crazy. So she's That's next funny. And she'll be eating tortillas all day long, I'm sure of it, from her house. We'll see you Monday, I guess. Yay. Today's Friday, we think. I don't know.
Sure will.
Guys, have a great weekend. I'll speak to you in a couple days.
Bye.
Bye. 97.1 Amp.